for your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6. It's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6. It's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6. It's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6. It's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Says it is Graham Mertz, the Kansas Cannon, the greatest recruit
he's just
in the history of Wisconsin football. He'll always be the Kansas Cannon.
No.
He will. He stinks, but he'll always be the Kansas Cannon. He doesn't stink. That's too harsh. He's just
Graham Mertz.
And when you expect somebody to be a revolutionary player and to revitalize the program and lead you to the national championship and win at least one Heisman Trophy, and then they end up with a Joel Stave-like career and couldn't touch Scott Tolzien, and you would start to look at him as a disappointment. That's the area. That's the real estate that Graham Mertz is living right now.
Remember when I tried to just call him Mertz? It didn't work. I tried to do a bit because he wasn't living up to his name, Graham Mertz. I just tried to call him Mertz. Didn't work. Oh, gosh. Josh and Greg did the thing where they turned their mics off thinking, I don't know how to do the show, but I got this. You guys can sit out, you Friday losers. 800-990-3776. Who's your biggest disappointment? Let's go to the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. First Midwest Bank and Division Old National Bank. Let's go to Jordan from Kenosha. Joshy, put Jordan on. Joshy. Josh,
I thought you could do this by yourself.
I will come back there.
I thought you could do this yourself, Benny.
We had Tony Mandrich earlier. I said Graham Mertz.
At what point do you just think you're going to make a callback to you nicknaming Graham Mertz Mertz? Like that was a bit when it's just his last name. It was a bad bit then, and now you're revitalizing the bad bit.
What good can come of talking about something that failed?
All right, let's bring Jordan from Kenosha on a little earlier than I would have gone to him. But Jordan from Kenosha, welcome to Scalzo and Brust via the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. Your biggest disappointment of Wisconsin sports is?
I appreciate it, guys. Love the show. First thing that popped into my head was a tractor trailer for the Bucks.
It's a great one.
That one will always be a sore spot.
Tractor trailer's a good one.
Thanks for the call, guys.
Yep, thank you for the call.
Nice.
Tractor trailer's a good one, and the Bucks have a number of them, right? I mean, I think you could go back and look at Jian Leon.
Joe Alexander.
Oh, my gosh.
Joe Alexander?
I forgot about Jian Leon.
Did I mispronounce it, or you?
No, it's hard to pronounce for anybody.
I mean, Andrew Bogut fits that, even though he was good, but it was injury.
One overall, but like, yeah, that was a tough one. But yes, Dirk Nowitzki being traded in exchange for Robert Tractor Trailer certainly hits the mark. That is a great one, Jordan from Kenosha.
DJ Wilson. Woof.
Yeah, DJ Wilson was like 16th overall, right?
17th.
Yeah. So, I mean,
Thon Maker was a lottery pick.
You could throw
pick.
Thon Maker in there because Thon Maker came on the
Jabari
heels.
Jabari Parker. Second overall pick.
Who else was in that draft?
Andrew Wiggins was the first pick.
Yes, because I was so on bummed. Jabari and Giannis' summer league team that very
cool.
year. That
what
Jabari
was Jabari
was
Parker
second.
Like?
Oh, I had his number. We were.
I asked what he was like, not how it related to you.
You have to make sure that when you say, Ben, I don't want you to talk about you.
He's not gonna answer the question.
He asked you plainly. how was he?
He was a nice kid, very nice kid. I believe he's Mormon.
Jabari Parker was a Mormon?
Yeah. Yeah, it was shocking to find that out.
Huh.
Nick in Madison chimes in and says, the only answer is the Messiah. Such promise breaks my heart every year. I don't know if Josiah the Messiah
Stop
makes the
it.
All-time disappointment
Cut his mic
list
off.
Yet.
Stop this guy.
Why?
Because we're done with Josiah the Messiah DeGuara.
Hang on with me here for a minute. Josiah,
I've been hanging for 2.5 years, and I'm hanging on for
heading into year three. He lost his entire year off of an ACL. He's a football guy, right? His coaches at Cincinnati said he's as great of a football player as they've ever seen. Like a
he can't even line
guy.
Up right in the right position.
Josiah the Messiah DeGuara, year one taken out by an ACL injury. Year two, still not 100%. Benny, when do you make the biggest jump in your NFL career?
2 to 3.
Well, year one to year two, they say. But year two to three.
I was just trying to help your argument.
COVID was also thrown into this. He hasn't had a normal start to his career. This is going to be the year we find out about Josiah the Messiah. Full offseason, getting to work in OTAs with Aaron Rodgers. This is the year we will find out about Josiah. Bubby Tonyan still working his way back from injury.
Say find out about the Messiah. I think it goes better. Get it?
No. Do you get it?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Like the Messiah? Like Jesus? Jesus? Yeah, you found out he came alive again, you know?
I didn't even use the word like resurrect or back to life.
Yeah,
or,
yeah, fair.
Okay. 800-990-3776, 262 chimes in and said, my worst take, when the Bucks signed Dele, Matthew Dellavedova, I thought he'd be what Drew Holiday has been.
Ooh, wowzers. Yeah, is Dele's out of the league. He's in like New Zealand, I think, playing in the NBL.
That's a good one. Tim Jarmus has to be up there. We mentioned him earlier. He was a pretty big disappointment.
All right.
Alex Hornibrook, for me, I said could win a Heisman Trophy after the Badgers went 12-0. Let's go.
You weren't the only one to pick Sam Decker as a freshman. Like you weren't like...
I didn't say that in the air yet. That was something that we talked about off the air. But yeah, I'll say it.
No, but you brought up how you said, could you be good with a bad haircut like Sam Decker?
Look, I think there's an argument to make that if Frank Kaminsky doesn't become Frank Kaminsky, Sam Decker might have gone down as one of the great disappointments at UW, because the expectation was for him to ascend to a number one lottery pick type player. Now, he was drafted mid-first round. Like, he ended up being a successful player. He went to the NBA, but that was because he was allowed to be a number two. Early in his career, after he hit that big three at the Kohl Center in high school that was number one top player
on
SportsCenter.
I think I've
seen
that highlight more than any other highlight that's ever been on TV.
And as a game winner, people expected him, Badger fans expect him to come in and be Larry Bird for the University of Wisconsin. And he came in, and he was a solid player early in his career. Part of that's because Bo wasn't going to let him just be the superstar.
A big part of
on
that.
The team, I'm sure. But
it was all about defense.
Yes.
It was all about defense.
But for those who are watching and as a fan, you're like, dude, I thought this guy was going to be making 45% of his threes and would be what Larry Bird was for Indiana State, leading us to national championships. With Frank, with you, he had a very good career at UW, and I don't think you could call him a disappointment, but at a certain point in his career, he was headed down that path. Brian Butch is a guy I think you could look at and say, he never got very far. He didn't bring him to a Final Four. He was a five-star McDonald's All-American player that was expected to be one of the great players in the history of UW, and Greg Steensma went on to have a better NBA career than he did. I don't know if Butch was ever the best player on his team at that time at UW, who's a good player. I wouldn't say he was one of the great disappointments in Wisconsin history, but like when you look at it from
a first team all Big Ten.
Yeah, but because of the name recognition.
Oh, because they won. Usually when you win a Big Ten title, a Wisconsin player has to be on there because the numbers usually...
There was a lot of people anti-Trayvon Hughes at the time. That was my guy.
I mean, he was a baller.
Yeah, he just happened to be like 5'11". 800-990-37...
He's taller than me. He's 6'3".
Is he really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what his nickname is? Pop.
I love Trayvon Hughes.
Pop is a sweet nickname.
It's a sweet nickname. Let's go to Hector from Milwaukee in the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. Hector, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. What do you got?
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you for having me on. I just wanted to say the Larry Sanders to me was one of the biggest disappointments.
Oh,
because
man. They're still paying him.
He was a really good player, in my opinion. He was a good player, in my opinion, but he just wanted to get high all the time and couldn't stay on the court and had a lot of anger issues. And unfortunately, it didn't work out, but I thought that he was going to be a really good player, but he turned out to be a pretty big disappointment.
He was also on the summer league.
Thank you for the call.
Really, really nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's more famous for throwing a glass at Club 720 than anything else.
When he got ejected for giving everyone the thumbs up,
he was giving
the refs thumbs up. Also, the Larry, I don't want to be that guy, but Larry Sanders' story is complicated.
Anita in West Bend chimes in and says, "I went to Whitewater. Jake Kumerow was far more well known and cooler than the quarterback there." I think you could throw Jake Kumerow, and I think you can throw Jeff Janis into the Wisconsin disappointments because Packer fans, despite me telling them both guys stink, thought these guys were going to be the next coming of Jordy Nelson.
Janis had two amazing catches against the Cardinals, so we all jump on board. And what did Jake Kumerow do to be anointed amazing? Just be liked by Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, and he had the hair, and he was Whitewater Jesus.
But, like, Janis actually had a little bit more
not really
on-field production.
Not really.
He just had the
Cardinals game.
The game, but, like...
But Kumerow never had a game.
Kumerow...
We used to have Jake Kumerow big numbers at Whitewater. Camera pans. How many times the camera would show him? Mark Tauscher thought he was going to have the second most receptions on the Packers one season.
Tausch will never live that one down with you, will he, Benny?
Oh, he'll say, "I didn't say that. I said." That was my Tausch impression.
Woo!
Joshy, I got some breaking news for you.
Ooh.
You've all heard me talk about the screaming Sicilian pizzas. But I had the chance to sample them all, and they are all delicious. Like, this top three list is just, like, the list that you want to be in, and it will change. Like, sometimes you go through phases with pizza, but I will just give my top three right now of the beautiful, tasty, delicious, with the whole milk mozzarella, the secret tomato recipe sauce, the real butter in the craft-style stone-fired crust, loads of toppings, top three screaming Sicilian right now. Number three. We got the Boss Hog. Just a classic sausage pizza. Again, I'm a classic guy. I don't need everything to be crazy. But let me tell you, if you're looking for a really good sausage pizza, go to your local grocer's freezer and get that Boss Hog. Number two, the Mambo Italiano, Josh.
Mambo.
The Mambo Italiano.
Why does he think that's you? I started doing that in the background.
I just do it better.
He does it really good.
No,
back
he doesn't.
There.
He doesn't even do the song right.
All right, let's try it again. Mambo Italiano.
You don't do the song right either. You guys not know. And Mambo Italiano.
We do know, but we're making it better.
Yeah, it's You're just not. The Scalzo and Brust remix version.
You guys stink.
Mambo. That has an unbelievable combo of pepperoni with premium Italian meatballs. So good. And the first time I had a chance to have, oh gosh, baby, give me all the meat. Number one, the mother of meat. Give me a ding, ding, ding. Thank you. The mother of meat is so freaking good. It's got ham, bacon, pepperoni, Italian sausage, all the meat in the world. Shove it in my mouth all day long. Love me some screaming Sicilian pizza. Find your screaming pleasure at your local grocer's freezer.
Whew. Ben's got Graham Mertz. We've heard Robert Tractor Trailer. We've heard Tony Mandrich. We've heard a whole host of others. The most disappointing Wisconsin athlete. The player you thought was going to be great and lead your team to greatness that ended up not being that player. Who sticks with you the most? If you're on the line, stay there. If you're not, call us 800-990-3776. Phone line still open. It is Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
Remember when he promised in front of all of the teammates we were with
yesterday?
You know
yesterday? My promises aren't worth a crap, Josh. Mark that. I need
no,
that.
No, don't
I
mark
need
that.
Yes, because you're right. Your promises aren't worth a crap.
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
Is it the Kansas Cannon Graham Mertz? Is it Robert Tractor Trailer? Joe Alexander? Is it E? Who is it? the most disappointing athlete, the athlete you believed was going to be great, and they ended up not being great at all in Wisconsin sports. Call us, text us, 800-990-3776. We'll head right there to the First Midwest Bank Talk Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. Dylon, 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 and Dylon. You spit hot fire from Slinger. Welcome to Scalzo and Brust.
Hey, how's it going, man? First off, got to say, I love you guys. I listen to you every single day on my way home from work.
Hey, we love you, too.
We appreciate you.
I've definitely heard that Dylon reference many times in my life, so I also appreciate that.
I believe it.
But I've got two of them, and the main one that I thought was just going to be absolutely outstanding. I really thought Kevin King was going to be a top corner in the NFL, and that obviously just didn't pan out.
Well, if you missed it, Homer told us earlier, you can hear it on Wisconsin On Demand, that there's a Kevin King $29.99 jersey. The frame's worth more. So you can get a good value on that if you want to relive the past.
It was a signed, framed, autographed picture, actually, at Jeff Sports that you can pick up for $30.
Oh, that's sad. but yeah, the other one that I had, I thought was going to be a very good NBA player, Nigel Hayes. And he also just never really kind of took off.
Thanks for the call. It's an interesting one. So Nigel was his best as a Badger his first 2 years, his freshman and sophomore year. His freshman year when I was a senior, he played back to the basket, always went like towards the hoop, hit a mid-range jumper here and there. As a sophomore, he developed the shot, but he was able to hit open shots because Frank Kaminsky was the National Player of the Year, so everyone was open. Junior and senior year, he tried to develop his game to make it more NBA ready. Now, Nigel's having a really, 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 really great career overseas. He's making like really, really good money, but he's not in the NBA.
Where's he playing?
He was in Lithuania in on the top team, Zalgiris.
Is he still in Lithuania?
I don't think so. I think he's in Spain now.
Yeah, it's a lot better than Lithuania. Chris from New Berlin. I'm just saying from a living situation, not where the best basketball is played. Shout out to the Lithuanian national team. Grateful Dead sponsored them in 1992. Chris from New Berlin, welcome to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light, your biggest Wisconsin sports bust/disappointment.
Oh, as a Badger grad, the pride of Cassville, Sam Oakey.
Ooh.
Not sure if he's been...
Sam Oakey's a good one.
If he's been mentioned at all.
He is not. That is a first one.
Oh, okay.
And we like the creativity there. Sam Oakey. Although, wasn't
Thank
he,
you for the
wasn't
call.
Sam Oakey a part of the 2000 Final Four team?
I don't even know who Sam Oakey is.
Sam Oakey was a very good high school player that had a whole lot of expectation before him. He was not part of that Final Four team. He was he actually transferred, I think, to Iowa late in his career.
He did go to Iowa. Yep.
But he
what
was
position
late 90s.
He was a forward, 6'7" guy.
But people were very high on Sam Oakey. 800-990-3776. We'll go to the Swan in West Bend. Why are you
That's
looking
Sean.
At me, Swan? Sean? You misspelled it that wrong?
Yeah, man. It's definitely Sean.
Yeah,
the W is next to the E on the computer.
Actually, I like Swan. Yeah. What's up, Swan?
Yeah, your official, the swan of the
official,
show here.
The so official and official swan of the Scalzo and Brust family. Welcome in.
How are you doing? Oh, okay, so it's got to be Tractor Trailer. I'm going to tell you why. I was in Milwaukee when he was playing for the Bucks, and I was at Home Depot, and he pulled his Escalade, I believe, at the time, and parked it in the fire lane. So I'm walking by, and it said Tractor on the license plate. He gets out. By the way, that guy is gigantic. And, well, he was, because he passed away. I don't know if you guys know that, but he,
R.I.P.
I was like, dude, you can't park here. And he's like, "What? Do you know who I am?" I'm like, "Yeah, you're not very good. You cannot park here." He was not very happy about this, and whatever. But he was kind of a douche back then. I don't remember why he passed away, but I believe he passed away a couple years ago.
Yeah, and
thank you for the call.
Pour one out for the Tractor. Great player at the University of Michigan.
Great name.
Great name. Kind of cool to have a big Escalade with Tractor as
tractor
the license
trailer.
Plate, but you should never park in the fire lane, folks, or handicap spots. That's even worse. 800-990-3776.
I've done this one time.
We're also having a lot of body shaming going on right now as I get a number of responses about Eddie Lacy, many of which tie in his weight, including from 414 that says Fat Eddie Lacy, which is just mean.
Can I not laugh?
Adam in Waterford says Eddie Lacy, biggest disappointment career-wise. Eddie Lacy was good for a couple years.
Yeah.
He did talk about how much he loved China food, but like, it's not cool to body shame him.
China food?
Chinese? That's what he said.
That's what he said. I love China food. And he tweeted it out.
That's amazing.
Ben, when did you park in a handicap spot? Because it's unforgivable.
No, I was running in for 30 seconds and there was like six spots. And I parked to the farthest one. You know what I mean? Like there was like six in a row.
Where were
I didn't
you
park
going?
Like a Walgreens or something.
It's unacceptable.
No.
All right, sorry. I won't do it again.
800-990-3776. Let's go to Paul from Racine. Paul, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. Your biggest Wisconsin sports disappointment.
How about Jordan Love?
Whoa! You know, I thought about that one, but can he be a disappointment if he doesn't really get a true opportunity to show his disappointment?
Is he good?
No.
Was he drafted in the first round?
He was traded up for. Gave her fourth round pick away.
I mean, I think that's a disappointment.
How long are we going to do the? Well, we haven't seen enough yet from him.
He's heading into his third season. That famous Josiah the Messiah draft.
Stop with the Josiah Messiah draft.
It
was the AJ Dillon draft.
Look, I was a big fan of both of those picks. I liked A.J. Dillon in the second round. I liked Josiah in the third round. Future anchors at running back and tight end. I'm not sure when that ends. Look, it's going to be when he plays. Like, the more he plays, the more heat he's going to get if he stinks, or the more everyone's going to be proved wrong if he plays well. Let's go to Paul in his car. Paul, welcome to Scalzo and Brust via the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. What do you got?
I'm going to have to go Tractor Trailer, but my reasoning is different from a previous caller. Originally in that draft, and I'm 99% sure about this, the Bucks actually had drafted Dirk Nowitzki, and they traded his rights for Tractor Trailer.
That is correct. I believe they not only traded Dirk, but they also traded another player in that trade. Josh, you'll look that up and verify.
Thank you for the call.
But Tractor Trailer, man, he's getting
toasted
today. Jake from Milwaukee clarifies Nigel is with Barcelona. They practice in the same complex as the soccer team plays. Sorry, Benny, not a soccer guy, but that's a huge club to play for.
I know.
EuroLeague Final Four. Yeah, he's not saying that you're wrong. He's just clarifying
that's
Barcelona.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. EuroLeague, Barcelona. He was in EuroLeague for the Zalgiris team, and then he played well.
You can stop showing off now about how much you know about Nigel Hayes. Do you still text him once in a while?
Not really, no.
We should get Nigel on the show, too. Let's get Tim Jarmus and Nigel together.
We did have Nigel on the show.
I know. Let's do it again. Casey and Summit with a great one, by the way. Jimmy Graham. When the Packers went out and got Jimmy Graham, the expectation for him was
New Orleans. That was just Saints. A bad signing. That's a bad sign. That's not a disappointment.
Pat Garrity, I believe a Notre Dame guy, was traded along with Dirk Nowitzki
in
exchange for Robert Tractor Trailer. Jimmy Graham wasn't as old as you think when the Packers traded for him.
Sure, but he wasn't playing to his peak performance.
I don't know if it fits.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
I think it's a very
2v1, you know the rule on the show.
Yeah,
I count as two, though, so we're at the top.
Classic standoff.
Yep, here we go. 608 chimes in with J.P. Kavinsky.
I love JP. He's the best. He's a prison guard. The best.
Exactly. Exactly. How tall is he?
6'10".
And what's he doing?
Don't worry about it.
He's a prison guard. 800-990-3776. Let's wrap it up with Jerry from Burlington. Jerry, welcome to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
They stole my thunder with Sam Olke, but I got two. Johnny Clay from Racine for the Badgers, and then the biggest one, Rich Campbell, drafted number 4 by the Packers as a quarterback in the 70s. Couldn't even throw a football.
Well, that's not good.
I don't remember
Rich Campbell, but thank you, Jerry, from Burlington for
educating
us.
How do we do John Clay there? I mean, John Clay was
He's
just from the expectations that he had coming out of high school.
He's a local kid, so everybody watched him play. My high school team played him, and he
was a monster.
He concussed like 2/3 of the defense.
Yeah, and he had a solid Badger career.
Yeah,
am I wrong there?
Yeah, I guess Badger career.
I guess the expectations. I don't know what he was ranked. Was he a 4-star? Like, you can't expect a 4-star.
Yeah, I also think his NFL play comes in there though too, because everyone expected him to be so much more.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to get to.
I mean, he got the Badgers to a Rose Bowl. He was their workhorse. He was also spelled by, I believe, Monte Ball and James White in the first iteration of the three-headed monster during the early 2010s.
Also one of the sweetest visor pictures ever.
Greatest visor picture. When you walk into the Wisconsin football offices, that's still framed and blown up there because it's so cool.
Yeah.
You can see the offensive line in front, Camp Randall in the background. It's absolutely beautiful. You probably could see some AmFam signage there as well. American Family Insurance. Look, I've been working with them since I had renter's insurance back in college, got a car, auto insurance, and when I bought a house, it was no question who I was going to be working with, and that was American Family Insurance. Not only did it help you on the front end decide how you can build the best coverage for you, build your own policy, but they truly protect you from the unexpected. And that panned out a number of times for me when I had to submit claims, right? When you're a homeowner, the unexpected is the inevitable. Something's going to happen. You're going to have to submit a claim, and you're going to have to work with your insurance company. And the best part for me was they over-delivered for me. Why? Because I had a great relationship with my American Family insurance agent. There's somebody in my community, somebody I knew, somebody I trusted, somebody I worked with for a while. So when I have questions about changing my policy, it's a quick phone call. I know exactly who I'm talking to. When we needed to submit a claim, boom, what do here. Here's what happened. Can you help guide me through the steps? And she was there every step of the way. They were absolutely fantastic. They will do the same for you. Check it out, AmFam.com, to find your American Family Insurance agent. They offer discounts specifically for first-time home buyers, like a renovated home discount and a new home discount. And remember, when you protect both your home and auto with American Family, you can save up to 28%. Find your local American Family Insurance agent at AmFam.com. We'll keep asking you your biggest Wisconsin sports disappointments, 800-990-3776. Plus, we got some pole dancing coming up at some point. It is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
I can move on from that, and I'm ready to move on to the next thing that I have for you, if you're ready.
I'm ready, Benny. It's your world. We're all just living it.
All right, so
stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
A lot of Friday energy here with Scalzo, Brust, Joshy, downtown Molly Brown.
No, Strofa's sliding in, she said. You don't listen well today. He really hasn't listened well today,
Josh. I just didn't want to call out Strophy there.
See? No, now you're trying to cover. It's okay.
I didn't
want to back to you.
I didn't
know
any Friday energy from Strophy yet. I felt it from downtown Molly Brown earlier.
I did too.
That's your happy.
Coming through.
Who's been your biggest Wisconsin sports disappointment, Strophy, where you were telling your boys back in elementary school or middle school or high school or college, like, hey, this is the guy. This is the guy. And then they ended up not being the guy or the girl.
Well, Greg,
my biggest whiff. Well, Greg, my biggest whiff is Ahmad Carroll, dude. I'm bringing you back to elementary school. Ahmad Carroll stunk.
All right. Fair enough. Just next time, just scream Happy Friday. We won't ask you anymore.
No, I thought I'd look.
Joking.
It's Happy Friday.
He does have a great voice.
800-990-3776. We'll go to the First Midwest Bank talking text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. We'll start with Ryan from Swamico. Ryan, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. What do you got?
Hey, so a couple of bucks for you. I don't believe they've been mentioned, but how about Desmond Mason and TJ Ford?
Ooh, TJ Ford's a tough one because of the injury, you know? Like,
and also, he looks really cool in the longest shorts ever made.
Longest shorts.
Yeah, Desmond Mason's a good one.
Thank you for the call.
TJ Ford had the bad neck injury, right, that ended his career?
I think you're correct.
I mean, he was a stud at,
but if we're on
at
TJ Ford.
He was my favorite player at Texas. I had a Texas basketball hoop because of TJ Ford.
He suffered from a congenital condition called spinal stenosis.
Sound good for a basketball player.
And he ended up, his career was ruined over
it. Doesn't mean he can't be a disappointment because of that. I mean, it's a little bit unfair.
I mean, it isn't fair. Yeah, I mean, I guess he could still be a disappointment. Here's an interesting one. Joel and Fitchburg, because I don't know if it was as disappointing for Wisconsin sports fans, but said Jalen Johnson at Duke. Jalen Johnson, of course, of Sun Prairie. He was a great Wisconsin high school basketball player, but I don't know if people were that like bummed because he went to Duke.
Yeah, again, if you get upset that somebody chooses Duke over Wisconsin, you're just living in the wrong reality.
That's not what they're saying. They're saying that everybody expected Jalen Johnson to be a top three pick in the NBA draft. He went to Duke and wasn't good.
Got it.
He's still bouncing around the G League somewhere, right?
No, I mean, he's like a first-round draft pick. He was with Atlanta, so he had a guaranteed contract. Even if he was going up and down, like he still got paid.
Is the 20th pick overall.
I guess, but like, I'm just saying, at Duke, he didn't even finish the season, did he?
No.
Yeah, he left Duke. Like, people thought he was going to be great.
Yeah, it happens. All right. I don't call that a disappointment if you somehow find your way to the league and you get the 20th pick. I just don't. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, one of us is soft here, and it's not me or Josh. Let's go to, I'm guessing this is Jesse, but it's written as Kessie from Oak Creek. Is it Jesse or Kessie?
It is Jesse.
All right, Jesse from Oak Creek.
Josh.
Welcome to Scalzo and Brust. Josh is just, he's already into Saturday right now. Jesse, what do you got?
The vaccinator, Terrell Buckley.
T-Buck. All right.
Thanks for the call.
Add it to the list. We'll go to Nick from Delavan. Nick, what do you got?
Yeah, so the guy took my last, TJ Ford. So, hey, we got 15 minutes left, though, guys. I want to make this the most energetic 15 minutes of the show. So, happy Friday!
Josh, we got to bump out with some music now. One more time, potentially, I think, would be a good bump out here before we head to the saxophone
song. I'm not feeling the full Friday energy from our guy, Josh DiMaggio.
I mean, he's just mistyping things, couldn't read his one or zeros earlier. He is on to Saturday.
The Skelzo and Brust family is just really showing up.
Bringing it today. Shout out to the Skelzo and Brust family.
Right now.
We are dedicating this show to TJ Hogan, the former producer of Skelzo and Brust, who once said he wouldn't trade Keston Hira for Jacob DeGrom, even though Jacob DeGrom was the best pitcher in baseball for the last 7 years, and Keston Hira has not turned into Babe Ruth, as TJ Hogan had thought.
I reached out to TJ Hogan to get his comment on not trading Keston Hira for Jacob DeGrom.
No comment?
Said, one of those guys is available to help their team right now.
Touche.
Jacob DeGrom injured right now. Brody from Cudahy says Corey Bajorquez, his biggest bust, disappointment, the punter.
Okay, sure, he wasn't great. Actually, I think he wasn't a great punter, but he also probably would have been on the team if Mason Crosby wasn't the softest guy in America. They redid the whole structure. When they got rid of J.K. Scott, they brought in Corey Bajorquez, and what do we got now? O'Donnell?
What? I mean, you're breaking on punters, man.
What happened?
I just read a response to Horkes.
And I went off the rails. I got Friday energy. This happens sometimes.
920 chimes in, says Rich Campbell. Tana from Oconomowoc said we traded Dirk and that cat from Notre Dame for the tractor trailer. That is true. I think Robert Tractor Trailer is the one.
He's the winner today.
Yeah. Tyler from Heartland said, based on Jalen Johnson logic, you could say the same about Pat Baldwin with his year at UWN. Don't believe it. Could be someone. But Homer mentioned Pat Baldwin.
He did.
It's very comparable.
It also doesn't mean that Pat Baldwin's career is done yet either. Like, he was injured. Like, he could definitely still land on a team.
Are you weirdly getting defensive over some of these right now?
Like, well, Pat
Baldwin. We're not validating them by reading the response.
Pat Baldwin Sr. was at Loyola. He was part of my second offer ever in Division I. So
cool.
There's some things that go deep that you just defend just because of you do.
And Pat Baldwin's also like 19.
Yeah. Sarcastic.
He's got time.
Yeah.
Sarcastic.
Yeah. Thanks,
Brent,
Josh.
Sarcastic Brent chimes in and says, Randy Wright, worst ever.
Hey, don't do that. Randy Wright gave me tickets to a Packers game once.
Cool. Yeah, got a great vending machine business as well.
Doing well.
Wow.
He does have a good vending machine business.
Is that sustainable? Like, are vending machines, do you think? Like, what's the future of vending machines?
Yeah, just have to have card readers.
You gotta have card readers.
I see a lot less of them now. I used to see vending machines everywhere. We don't have vending machines in this office.
Yeah, we do. How have you not? Oh, I should not have opened up this worm.
I would not have money right now if I knew there were vending machines.
Josh,
office.
I cannot wait to walk out of this office and show him the vending machines.
Like, what kind of vending machines are we talking?
Snacks.
They got snacks, sodas, and they even got the meals thing where you can do.
Ooh, there's nothing like getting an egg salad sandwich out of a vending machine, baby. You want to gamble, Benny? You get that egg salad sandwich out of a vending machine.
I'm not a gambler.
Randy Wright. Randy Wright takes good care of his vending machines.
Bigger gamble: egg salad out of a vending machine or gas station sushi?
Egg salad.
I stopped off at a gas station for a snack, and I ended up with a full Bavarian pretzel the other day. Like a soft pretzel. It's a wild ride.
Did you have nacho cheese with it?
No. I raw dogged it.
I just don't know what to say.
Yep. You know what? We talked about what's a big gamble. When you need a sure thing, you go to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio. That is how you can work with Wisconsin's home team. Year-round home team, the dead of summer, the dead of winter, the heat of summer, and everything in between. Pella Wisconsin, the team to call on for energy efficiency made beautiful. You've heard me talk about the amazing work they've done on my homes, replacing the windows and doors on my older home. Not only did it make it beautiful, not only did it make it energy efficient, but it helped improve the home value. Now in my new home, busted out some windows, put in these beautiful patio doors. Brust cannot stop talking about my patio doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Nobody can stop talking about my patio doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
How can you, if I'm you, I can't wait for like a warm 75, 80 degree morning where you can just like pop those doors open.
It's unbelievable.
And just be like, come here, world.
Man.
Look at this amazing doors I just opened.
Turning me on right now. And that's what happens when others only sell one or two lines of windows, usually both vinyl. Well, Pella lets you choose from an unbeaten 6 window lines, 2 in budget-friendly vinyl, 3 in luxurious wood from traditional to contemporary, slow down, Greg, and Impervia, Pella's exclusive fiberglass, never rot, engineered to be the strongest window material anywhere. Right now, choose up to $2,500 off an installed patio door, up to $3,000 off an installed entry door, but do not wait. Go to PellaWI.com/radio. That's Pella. WI.com/radio. We'll wrap up the show and send you off to the weekend as we always do with the energy, baby. You called for it, whoever you were. We got the energy to scout for most of that Friday.
If I could be honest, I just think sometimes we don't have the best plan for the show. We just go wild, baby. Woo!
Celebrate and dance so free. One more time.
Get off that, Josh! Stop humping the mirror! You want me to do that?
I did it for you.
You didn't do good.
One more time!
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
Here's the thing. I watched a different kid catch a ball later in the game in his mitt, and the crowd like gave him high fives. They were all excited for him. I didn't really get the same reaction when I caught it and gave it to the kid because they probably saw the kid on the ground. Yeah, Josh, shut up. I'm having a self-realization here, and I don't need that overarching judgment that you give me.
Interesting.
So. Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Give me the sax, now.
Save me.
We are right there with Wisconsin on the precipice of what will be the greatest weekend of your life. Of your entire life. This weekend, make it happen.
You're a fortune cookie, Greg.
You're a fortune cookie, Ben.
I didn't say that it's going to be everyone's greatest weekend of their life.
He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. Joshy DiMaggio, you, the Scalzo and Brust family. Coming through for us today, biggest disappointments in Wisconsin. We have 262 saying John Matusak. I don't know who that is. 414 saying Julian Swartz. I think we're just making up names at this point. But Benny's got a big, Benny's got a big, big time announcement.
Free beer and free pizza Friday here on Scalzo and Brust. Caller 1-800-990-3776 in Milwaukee. Caller 1 in Madison. You win a case of the delicious Door County Little Sister. It's a wit beer. It's one of my favorites. Caller 1 in Madison. Caller 1 in Milwaukee. 800-990-3776. Free Little Sister and Screaming Sicilian Pizza, baby!
Woo! Great job on the Scalzo and Brust family today. We love you. Have the greatest weekend of all time. We'll see you on Monday.